Hi, my name is Julia Flaherty, and I'm a content manager at Beyond Type 1. I had the opportunity to sit down with Lexi Peterson, who you may know as @thedivabetic on Instagram, for an exciting series all about diabetes influencers. During this session, we talked about the evolution of the Freestyle Libre from the original sensor to Freestyle Libre 2 to 3, the importance of forming community connections, and staying positive and real while living with diabetes. Let's listen to the conversation. Thank you for joining us today to talk about your journey with Freestyle Libre. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Lexi Peterson, also known as the Divabetic on social media. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I've had diabetes for about 15 years now, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Lexi. So when and how did your journey with Freestyle Libre start? How many years ago were you introduced by your doctor? And have you been using the product since the original Freestyle Libre?
I actually was one of the users of the OG Freestyle Libre. I think I've used it, oh my gosh, it's been a long time. Off and on, of course, just based on my insurance. It was not introduced by my doctor. I think the first time I saw it might have been a social media ad. I had a different CGM that my insurance would no longer cover. And then I found the Freestyle Libre and it was so much more affordable and it was just as accurate. And people were saying that it was even more accurate than the others. So I was like, well, I need to give them a try. And then here we are.
So we heard that you recently switched from the Freestyle Libre 2 to 3. We know people in the community are really excited about the 3. Imaginably, you're early in the process of realizing the differences because it's new to the space. So what benefits have you experienced so far in upgrading from the 2 to 3?
The number one benefit is the fact that you don't have to scan anymore to see your glucose reading. In the past, when you'd be driving, you'd have to try to get to the app. Yeah. Now you literally just pull your phone out and it's right there. Or if you're high or low, you still get those alerts, but you don't have to scan to see what the number is. Whereas in the past, you used to have to scan to see what the actual number is. I also like, and I guess this isn't such a huge thing, but it's much smaller. It's really cute.
Yeah, it is. It's the size of a penny, I think. Did you notice any improvements in your diabetes management, like your blood sugar levels, as you upgraded from product to product over the years?
I guess the biggest thing, of course, is first one, there was an alert. With the Freestyle Libre 2, then you had the alerts. Then, of course, you can be a little bit more proactive. And then now, with not having to scan anymore and just having your blood sugars all the time, it's like you can be even more proactive because you don't have to do anything to see your blood sugars.
So how does using Freestyle Libre affect your life with diabetes overall? We kind of talked about this a little bit, but is there any improvement to mental health or peace of mind or fostering community connections on your Instagram?
Yeah. So the number one thing is peace of mind. I cannot stress that enough. I feel like it's almost as important as insulin because testing your blood sugar the old school way only tells you what blood sugar is doing in that very moment. But having a CGM and the Freestyle Libre with these optional alerts, you can see the bigger picture. And like I said, you can be proactive and the peace of mind comes in because I don't have to be afraid to go to sleep because I know that I'm going to get woken up if I need to treat a high or a low. Whereas in the past, like I've lost a friend to a low blood sugar in her sleep. And, you know, I lived with anxiety and I still kind of have anxiety of low blood sugars, but knowing that I'm going to be alerted, just that peace of mind is unmatched. Like I would pay millions of dollars for the feeling that you get having the Freestyle Libre, especially the Freestyle Libre 3, the cute one. I totally would. And then, of course, in the diabetes community, there is a whole community of people using the Freestyle Libre. And so then you have other people that can also relate to what you're going through. And they understand, especially if they taking the journey from the first Freestyle Libre all the way to the Freestyle Libre 3. I mean, it's like we've all grown together.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. And I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you.
That all in mind, we also know that affordability and accessibility are important factors to consider when filling any diabetes medication or supply. You've already answered this a little bit, but how affordable are Freestyle Libre products to you and where do you pick up your supplies? Pharmacy, direct medical supplier?
Actually, yeah, I did. Whenever my insurance stopped covering my previous CGM, this is back in college, right? College kids don't have money. Like, I know, oh my gosh, I can't afford that anymore. So now, my A1C had gotten so much better just because I had a CGM. And then whenever I got off of it for the time that I did, I was like, oh my gosh, like what's going to happen? And then whenever I saw the ad for the original Freestyle Libre, and I saw how affordable it was, like as a college kid, I was able to afford it. I did have a job and an internship. Mm-hmm. I could afford it, you know? And like I said, for that, the peace of mind that you have with the CGM, especially with the Freestyle Libre, it's like, it's worth whatever. If I would have had to get like 3 jobs in college, I probably would have, but I didn't have to because it was affordable to me. And then I've done all types of different ways. Like I think I used to go pick it up at Walgreens. Then I would get it mail ordered from like a third party supplier. Now mm-hmm. I currently get it mailed to my home. And that's the other thing. Like I like that that's not the only option because if something happens, like an emergency, I can go to the pharmacy and be like, hey, I need like another CGM, another sensor. So like there's so many ways to get them. And I think I've tried every single way. The other thing that I like is that if anything ever goes wrong with your sensor, you can contact Freestyle Libre and they will help you troubleshoot. They'll really take care of you.
So what is your favorite part overall about using Freestyle Libre?
Probably the peace of mind. That's the number one thing that I mean, I can go to sleep and not worry. Even just being active. In the past, I would be like, okay, you don't really know what you need to do because you don't know where your blood sugar is going. Right. I know if I'm going to go for a run and if my blood sugar is 100, like that's a good number, but my blood sugar is going to drop on that run. But if I can see that I'm 100 and going up, then I'm probably okay and I don't have to pretreat. But if I'm 100 or 100 and going down, then I probably do need to pretreat. And I wouldn't know that if I didn't have Freestyle Libre, because you get the bigger picture, the arrows that show up on the app. Can I hold my phone up and show you? Okay, so I'm high right now. I've had a crazy night. I can see that I'm 217 with an arrow going straight. So I'm not going up anymore. My insulin's probably going to kick in here in the next like 5 minutes. And just again, it all kind of ties back into that idea of the peace of mind, the alerts, you get the bigger picture. Like, I don't know, I can just live on, not as if I don't have diabetes, but it's like I don't have to constantly worry about what's going on.
We know that your online presence is as the Diabetic. Can you tell us about your Instagram account? You have over 11,000 followers. What does connecting with other people with diabetes online mean to you?
It means the world to me, honestly, because when I was a kid, I actually used to go to a diabetes camp. And it was so cool to be around all these other kids, especially who understood going through. And then whenever you turn 18 and you're an adult, there's nothing like that anymore. The sense of community isn't the same in real life as a diabetic adult. And so it's like I've rediscovered it online. Like I have people that I message regularly and people that message me regularly and we check on each other. We did like one of those tests where you hold up somebody's profile picture. I can probably tell you their account name and I can probably tell you if they have kids or a dog. But you know, you really connect with people and just having them to understand you and you understand them. And then you already have the peace of mind having the CGM, right? But then it's like, okay, what about the other aspects? Like, what about when you're having a hard day or you're experiencing burnout? Like, who are you going to talk to about that that can understand it? And so having all of these people that I can go to or that can come to me at pretty much any time, I mean, it's just, that factors into that peace of mind feeling. And the crazy thing is I stumbled upon the DOC, the Diabetes Online Community, by accident. I was just trying to share my diabetes with people in college because I realized actually after my friend had passed away that nobody really knew that I had diabetes. And I was like, okay, the easiest way for me to like tell people about it is on Instagram because that's what everybody in college was using. And then of course, with like the algorithm and stuff, I started seeing other diabetic accounts. I was like, what? People are out here posting about diabetes? Like, awesome. And so then, I mean, you know, you just start connecting with people like that. It's really cool. It's been great.
So we know that diabetes is a tough disease to manage. When you're in the middle of a challenging moment with diabetes, what's your coping strategy?
Probably like reaching out to people in the diabetes online community.
Yeah.
If it's something that I am really, really struggling with and don't know how to manage, of course, my doctor and then people in the diabetes community. And then sometimes I used to post about this quite often. Those self-care days are actually like really important. And whatever self-care looks like for you. So for me, that's like lighting a million candles and like not doing anything at home, you know, maybe taking a bath, whatever. And for some people that might be like going fishing or whatever, but it's really important because diabetes, and we don't realize it because we're so used to it, but it is on our mind all day, even with the CGM, because before you eat, you have to look at your blood sugar and figure out how much insulin to take, whatever. So your brain is constantly going. So whenever you have those times when you can kind of just disconnect from everything else in life, and the only thing you have to worry about is diabetes, and you can just turn your brain off on everything else, I think that really, really helps.
So that kind of ties into my next question, which is, what advice do you have for other people with diabetes to stay positive or inspired while managing the disease?
My biggest advice is to remember there's no destination. Even if you get to your target A1C, you haven't made it, like you haven't arrived at that destination permanently, because as your body changes and grows, your diabetes does the same thing. So you might hit your target A1C and then it might fluctuate. And give yourself grace and don't beat yourself up about it. We're all on this journey together. And it's all about just growing and learning and understanding your body and what you need. My second is to make sure that you're connecting with people online, because it makes a world of a difference to have people in your corner, not just your family who can be like, oh, I'm so sorry, but like people who understand like what you're going through. You know, positive is great, but sometimes it sucks. And I'll just be like, yeah, that this is a sucky day. Like, this is so annoying, you know, and
sometimes
like that and be real about it. Like, my blood sugar is 217 right now. I feel like crap. It's the truth.
Yeah.
No, this is life. The last thing, like I said earlier, I think the CGM is almost as important as insulin. If you do not have a CGM, I highly, highly, highly recommend getting on one, trying them out.
For someone who's nervous about trying a CGM for the first time, what is your advice to them?
Most people that I know of that are nervous are like, I don't want something stuck to me all the time, or they're scared it's going to hurt. But the little thing that goes through you is so small, like you barely feel it. You get used to it. If you're pricking your finger, you can definitely handle wearing a CGM. The idea of something being stuck on you all the time, I forget that it's there. Sometimes I'll hit it on a door like that. And thank God the adhesive is great and doesn't come off, because I really do like, forget that it's there. Because another thing, I guess, is people don't like the idea of people seeing their medical devices. And I can totally understand that. But that can be really uncomfortable. But then it comes down to like, your health is more important. And I also look at it now. I try to put my devices in places where people will see, because if they're staring, then that gives me an opportunity to go up and talk to them and introduce them to type 1 diabetes and clear up some of the myths that are out there. And then also spread awareness, because a lot of people will think that this is something else. They'll come up and ask me and I'm like, oh no, this is actually a glucose monitor. And I'll start telling them about it. And then they'll be like, oh my gosh, I have a sister or an aunt or my grandmother, whatever, that has diabetes. And then I've just introduced them to something that can hopefully change their loved one's life. So those are all things to consider when thinking about why you don't want to try it. Like I said earlier, just the peace of mind that you'll have. The way that you might feel nervous or anxious about it right now, the peace of mind that you get having the Freestyle Libre, any of them, but especially the 3, will totally cover any of that anxiety that you have.
I remember someone mistakenly thought that my CGM was a nicotine patch, and they said, you look like you're too young to be quitting smoking. And I was like, well, that's because, and they had already walked away. So
I've gotten that one too. I've got a nicotine patch, birth control patch.
I'm glad that happens to other people in a way, but yeah.
Thanks again so much to Lexi for joining us and to you for listening. For more information about not only surviving, but thriving with diabetes, find more resources at beyondtype1.org and beyondtype2.org.